a revelation. I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality. Something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that are passionate because.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
After me, Lord. Don't give me a burden that lasts during service. When I leave the door, it evaporates. And I began to live a casual life again. Pray 30 seconds. Happened to you? It has not happened to you. No wonder. One day I caught so much burden, I was wondering what I'm doing on earth. Is there a way I can be carried? I looked at my television. I asked my television, why are you here? That's why you are where you are. These are the things that I looked at this one. I said, why are you here? I looked at my car. I said, why are you here? I tried to get just to prove to my car. He didn't do anything to me. I'm not saying car is not important. I'm just saying there is a way you are possessed with bodies and things that they are good, but bodies is broadcasting from a higher point. The things I want to discuss with you is not for casual seekers. If you're a casual seeker, it won't make sense to your ear. So you can go. And if you're following me online, you can stop. Because the average person in the body of Christ, once you are born again, the next thing is win souls and then get to heaven. Hey, salvation is just one part of the coin. You know what, Peter? Paul said in the book of Philippians chapter 3, my heart is ascended high. It's not here. I know you came from a suit. Your heart is not ascended well. I don't know if you can catch my body. Maybe my body will waste. So let me just pray for you people and go. Let me find myself in one bush now. My problem is now is that, thank God I married a good wife, but hi. Buddha, should I advise you? Hi. Let me keep my advice. Later, after service, ask me for the advice. Because now, some people will catch it and say, the Apostle Edu said, his body. When a burdenless person responds, I don't talk to people like that. They don't know what we are talking about. When you catch a burden, you begin to understand why some people speak and live the way they live. And that is why many times when you catch true burden from God, you don't go about explaining to people why you do what you do and the way you do it. If you are still bothered, why did they pray like this? You have not caught a burden because you are too consumed with expending the weight in your heart. You know what the man said? He said, my tears has become my meat night and day. Is that someone that has time to talk about how you look and how you... Oh, there is no time. There is no time. There is no time. There is no time. We need to locate a bush and run into it. We will not come out until our face shine. Justice. What is ministry now? Hey, brother, are you with me? I have a problem. I love my generation, but I have a problem with their understanding of how things are shaped in the spirit. You know our problem? On the average, we overestimate ourselves. Well, I don't think it started with our generation, who that trained them, that discipled them. If the people that discipled you did not disciple you the way they are made, you will become lightweight in the spirit. You will be looking at what happened to them and be thinking that path you are following will lead you. There is too lightweight. The discussion, if you think I'm joking, just sit down and discuss with an average believer. You will lose virtue. An average person, go to the market. If you discuss with them 5 minutes, it will look as if you sinned. Oh, are you hearing me? And some people will think you don't want to relate with people. You don't want to relate with people. It's not you don't want to relate with people. You lose the sacredness, the soberness that you carry. You heard that scripture we read. He said, blessed are they that do more. You know what the Bible said? He said, it's better to stay in the house of mourning. And I said, I don't understand. How can the Bible say it's better to stay where? In the house of mourning than where they make merry. You know why? Where people make merry, laugh, and there is no way, there is no coordination there. There is no burden there. No serious things can be kept in that kind of environment. So a young man, if maybe you are the one, you can have an encounter and God said he called you, you run out. Before God has finished saying, I called you, you have brought out the name of your ministry, you have gone everywhere, you are already looking, your trouble is for shears and for sound in your church. You don't have a body. Go and sit down. Go and look for God that called you. Those things you are bothered about are not ministry. They are not ministry. They are not ministry. You don't know ministry yet. I don't know. Are you with me? Let me leave you people. I might hurt you. So, let me. It's already to 8. Buddhas, I'm too bothered. If I share it with you, I don't know whether... You know, there are things you tell people. It looks as if you... But you came... You came from up. The things happening down are not bad, but that's not what up is. Jesus said, he was talking to Nicodemus. He said, I'm still speaking with you about earthly matters and you cannot enter. What will happen if I step up and begin to discuss the things that happen from above? That means we will shut down many churches and start afresh.
Say after me again. Lord, bless me with two bodies. Jesus. Search for young men. Hold them down. Hold them down. Hold them down. Hold them down. Don't hold them with activities. Hold them with body. You know, some of us, some young men, they think that it is in too many programs that God comes. Too many activities. Somebody that you are about to hold another program, oh, you have not mastered simple night vigil. Simple night vigil. Simple fasting. You think it's about holding more program. Stay, stay. Let the body calcify. Let the body precipitate. Let the substance of ministry be something that is born as a result of incubation, brooding. You hear me? Jehovah. They cannot connect with you. They cannot connect with you. I want something to burn in your heart that can last 50 days, 50 years. Something. What did Caleb catch? Others are saying they are old. At 8, he said, are you with me? I am like the way I start. And when I speak this thing, why are you laboring for the thing? Why are you laboring for gratuity? We are just giving you employment letter and you are hustling for gratuity. If you want, I will mention 7 things that is gratuity in ministry. Meanwhile, you should be laboring to be given more responsibilities, more nations, more territories, more tools, more weapons. Are you with me? Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, show me. Philippians chapter 3, show me verse 6. Oh, Jesus. He said, concerning zeal, what? Persecuting the church, touching righteousness, which is in the law, what? Blameless. Next verse. Can we read verse 7 together? 1, 2, ready, go. I didn't hear you people. And I'm not happy. You need to move at my pace. Is your eyes open in the spirit? You will see that there is activity happening in the heavens. Let me tell you what is happening. Once you hit the demand of heaven, you'll be sucked in. Though we are in this physical environment, you'll be a participant of a fellowship. It's a heavenly fellowship. Huh? It's a heavenly fellowship. It is a call to the fellowship. If it is the man that I follow his writings, he said it's a call to the fellowship of the Son. It's a call. Can we read it together again? 1, 2, go! Paul came into ministry with gains. He came with cars, came with degrees. He came with reputation. He came with letters. He said the whole church gave him letter. So he came with accreditation and validation. But when he considered, are you following me? He came with the full accreditation and validation of the church. But when he considered what can be gained in Christ, he abandoned it. Next verse. Can we read verse 8 together? 1, 2, ready, go. He said he counted gain He counted it as dung. You know what is dung? Like rubbish. You know what? It's not just normal waste. It's feces. That's what Apostle Paul counted the things that he acquired. You don't understand. Like, let me explain to you the way you will understand it. Huh? Your certificate that gave you the proof that you are a consultant pathologist, Paul said, is dung. Is it not madness? In this our society, is it not madness? The question you ask yourself that made him say that gain has become loss and loss has become gain. Where did he enter? Listen to me. Before you ask for what the fathers had, you have to first of all possess their bodies. You see, what I notice is that people, are you getting what I'm saying? I see people running after what they have in their hands, but they don't ask for their bodies. Leave it. If you possess bodies, it's only a matter of time. You will end up with the mantle. It's not, you can't, are you getting the point? I've said it before. You can't choose a mantle. Mantle chooses you. You can't for hunger and bodies. Are you siblings? Why do you resemble the same hair shape and same facial hair, the same nose, the same? Ask him, brother. Are you my lost brother? Ask us. Jesus, follow what I'm doing. Jesus, Jesus goes from up to down. What is the cry of your heart, Buddha? Listen to me. It's easy to know a man of God that will expire very soon. And I want to tell you something. It is not inadequacies in your attitude or one or two things. That is not even a proof of somebody that will or will not. Those things, they are moral issues. That's the problem with some people. They think that morality is equal to bodies. It is not. Take it from me. Take it from the scripture too. In fact, take it from the scripture, then take it from me. You know why? There is no one of us that can even meet the quota of morality it takes for God to bestow one iota of his presence on you. Are you getting the point? In fact, sanctification cannot be properly achieved without the ministration of the presence. According to the tutorship that God brought to Moses, are you getting the point? There is a sanctification that is labors accruing to the person, but there is another one. He said, my presence is what now sanctifies you. It is double labors. It means that after you have yielded yourself to the demands of obedience that brings men into sanctification, there is a question of God himself. Are you getting the point? That measure can only be administered by God. On that count, it means it is not possible for morality alone to confirm men the capacity to experience depths of holiness. There is a call of God Himself. He sanctifies you so that you can come. Bodies, hunger. That's the secret of David. That's the secret of Moses. That's the secret of Elijah. These men never even presented themselves. In fact, David had told God, me, I'm not worthy, but you can't deny me. My hunger is much. Huh? He said, Lord, I am not worthy to stand before your presence. But even if I can, even if I can just be looking and see. Are you seeing the cry of this man? He said, Lord, if you start counting worthiness, I can't make it. But look at my heart. Can't you see the cry? Are you not moved? Huh? Look at what Paul is saying. I will still get to what David is saying. Yet, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things. What kind of Christianity do we have that we can't lose something to gain God? We don't know what we are called into. You see, the problem with our Christianity of today is that we think we are born to gain things. A man brought into Christ is only brought in to gain Christ only. Those things you are gaining are things you are supposed to lose to gain Christ. But our pursuits have been focused on the things to gain. Give me car, give me shoe. So if somebody meets apostle, they say he's a man of prayer, and they will not give me prayer point. If I have not been able to sort out their needs in prayer, then I am not powerful. Step out of the way, my friend. I have a higher goal. The heavenlies has placed a burden that we at last time in my heart. You are not my judge. You are not the one carrying the measuring scales. Anytime I ascend to the heavens, they will put hand on me and say, son, receive more grace. Our assembly is like the church in Sardis. They looked from heaven and gave them accreditation. They said that thy strength is little, but you have done much, and because of it, I set before thee the two-leaved gate. I set it before you, no man can shut it. I give you a key, the key of David. Why? Your strength was little, yet the tsunami effect little strength is having is beyond measure. And God has not quickly solved your problem. What's your problem? What's your problem? What's car that can have accident tomorrow? What's car? What is life that you can be awake today and tomorrow you have gone? Listen to me. You know, are you... See, sorry, oh, my wife, my mother is here, but I don't count this life as a big thing. Sometimes I call God in prayer and say, bear witness to my utterance. Check whether what I say is not true. Don't answer me. If I'm faking it so that people will hear me and say, hey, what a wonderful preacher. Don't hear me. Don't hear me. Don't hear me. I'm not here to preach to you. In case you don't hear me, I go back to my secret place and cry to God. I was telling him in the morning, I told him, you know I was not a preacher. You know I was not. You are the one that brought me here. I was seeking you in the woods. And you said, go and tell people what I'm teaching you. You see, that's why I'm here. If you don't come, I will stand alone on my altar and cry. I have an audience in heaven. I know that Yahweh will hear me. Why is a generation bothered about nothing? After me, Lord, bless me with bodies. Why won't you give me hunger? Listen, many of us started this journey with a higher opinion of God. But we found ourselves in church and teachings that watered it down. Everywhere you go, people are watering it down. Watering it down. Making it look unserious. You are too serious. You are too serious. You are too serious. Meanwhile, we are not serious. Don't leave us like this. A wrong standard has been set before us. Something less than heaven can give. Something less than the demand of God. It is set before us. You know, the law of the spirit, you become what is set before you. And if we allow that picture in the spirit to become the object of our spiritual pursuit, another generation will rise with a counterfeit measure of God's work. There is something heavier. There is something stronger. I ask you, I demand of you, sister, don't settle for less. Don't settle. May you hear my voice when you want to give up. May you hear my voice. Cry out. Justice, you have come too far now. You have come too far. You have come too far. Something must yield. Something must open. There has to be a blessing. Pour us out a blessing from your throne. Let your hand come. Bring us into intimacy, into fellowship. Let us be men of tongues and fires and glory. Benedict, you might not know it, but those days you began to seek God. What you are thinking now is what you are seeing. That's not what your heart indicted. I came here to remind you. There is the one that sat in Zion. That was what made you leave your family. It was not even school. At least I know you. At least I know the day you met me, you have not gotten admission. You found out that there were men with you. Admission became what took them away. That means even admission and school is not that important. After me, Lord, give me burdens. Watch that brother that is not insistent in increasing in burdens and hunger. Watch out for him. He will not last for long, because he taught the spiritual activities. Even if you are expressing, you are like this, you are like, I check for the weight, the density. That's what matters. If you even look back, it's not been long. Check just a little while. Some of the people that started with you on campus, they were doing like this. They have become comfortable. Some of them didn't backslide, but they have become normal persons. The things that they were saying is far departed from the burdens that they uttered in campus. Now, if you speak to them, they will calm you down. You will be wondering, is this the man that spoke and the campus shook? You don't know what I'm... Some of you know what I'm saying. Is it not true? Where did my hunger go? What happened to my thirst? Let me hear you. Lord, yet my secret place is weary and dry. If you still hear me now. Where did my hunger go? What happened to our thirst? Is happening in the spirit. I see a viscous liquid from heaven being poured into the heart of me. I saw it. Did our hunger go? What happened to our thirst? Lord, as I intercede, Let there be a wave of hunger all over the body of Christ. Let there be a distribution of purpose from nation to nation. Let men have encounters that will fire purpose, that will take them out of the rat race and bring them into pure pursuit. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, hear me. Oh Jesus, oh Jesus, hear me. That young man is about to visit. He's about to settle for less. Don't allow him. Don't allow him. Don't allow him. Don't allow him. Give him bodies. Give him bodies again. He's about to be distracted. Give him body. Give him hunger. Give him body. Give him hunger. Jesus. Jesus.
Am I correct? If half of the people that were on fire during your session in school are still on fire 5 years later, the way they were, Nigeria would have been overrun. Is it not true? The question you ask yourself, what smothers the fire of men? You must ask that question. Because if you don't ask it, you are leaving yourself in danger. How did they lose their temper? There were men, oh, there were men. In fact, some of you were not even counted in the number. There were men. They stood on the mountains and their voice cried. We thought they were going deep. We didn't know that their heart was lightweight. At the sign of the slightest manifestation, they ran away. And God was calling them, come back and eat again. They didn't come back. Come back and receive more body. They didn't. When the burden in their heart finished after 2 years, they joined the rat race. Sometimes you see some of them. You used to call them papa. You were so blessed with their life. They used to be so powerful. You used to be so blessed. You saw them, you touched them now and touched death. And you know the problem? Some of you are still too sentimental. That even though you know that the man that you used to think, the woman, he used to be there on fire. You look at
about him is a shadow of him. You are wondering why such a man can descend here. You know why? Something manifested. He thought that that is equal to burden. I warn you, I bring a warning to you. Manifestation is not equal to burdens and hunger. You can have it. You can have it. And then you don't know. Your hunger is depleting. Meanwhile, are you getting what I'm saying? Watch them that went for burden and hunger. Look for them. They will be there at the finish line. Because they have accumulated what can drive a man. You can't drive yourself. You are not that powerful. Your determination is not strong enough. One blow from Satan will take you away like air. But that man with burden, watch out for him. Watch out for him. You need to pray. In fact, some of you need to take one day fasting, 2 days, 3 days fasting, one prayer only. Stop loading your prayer room with too many prayers. One prayer on your lips. Bodies hunger, bodies hunger, bodies hunger, bodies hunger. But check me. Put me on the measuring scales of heaven. Maybe I've even overrated myself and thought that I still have enough hunger. Peradventure, my estimation is wrong. I don't want to estimate myself. Check me, check me, check me, check me, check me, check me. Apostle, what's your secret? Hunger. Somebody say hunger.
Hunger.
I didn't hear you. Somebody say hunger.
Hunger.
Somebody say hunger.
Hunger.
I know they hear you. Say hunger.
Hunger.
Hunger. Bodies. Hunger. I go for 4 days fasting. Only one prayer. Baptize me with hunger. But I can show you my jot out. Baptize me with hunger. Baptize me with hunger. Baptize me, baptize me, baptize my soul. Baptize me, baptize me. Hunger, body. Baptize me with hunger. Body. Baptize me, baptize. You will see things in the journey of life. Are you with me? Listen. In the journey of life, you will see things good and bad. You will respond from your depths. Don't worry. Things are coming. I told you. Every man will be tested. You can only respond from your depths. If you like, don't take the matter of burdens and hunger serious. The way you will be swept away will shock you. Some of you don't hear me, especially the sister. You don't hear me. I'm warning you. It will look as if you are on fire now. The next moment you are swept away. Load yourself with hunger. Hunger densifies you. You'll be too heavy to be swept away. When there is a shaking, men of hunger, they are not moved. When there is a storm, men of body, they are not moved. They are holding on to things that cannot be shaken. You can't move them. They are pillars in Zion. Their essence is formed to the foundation. They can't move. They can't move. Huh? You see, people with gift manifestation, even healing and other. Huh? Hunger is not manifestation. In fact, when I say hunger for God. Not hunger to be used. Not hunger for manifestation. Are you getting what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I have taught you people that even in prayer, there is descending order of prayer. And ascending order of prayer. There is descending order of priesthood and ascending order of priesthood. The things that we discuss here are ascending orders. You know, there are many people that think that they have actually increased before God, maybe because they increased in descending order of prayers. Priesthood. It doesn't change anything. If you want to see the glory of God, you must change the direction of your priesthood. Let it be ascending. The problem with ascending is that you might not have proof that you are ascending, because your ascension is intangible, is in the spirit. But a day will come when it begins to descend. It will become like a system in the spirit. You know what is a system? It does not need an input to work. It works spontaneously. justice. I want to see you in 5 years burning stronger. Echimori. I want to see you in 10 years burning more stronger. Your body is even more purified. I want to see you in 15 years. Your body even more intensified. Cars there, houses there. You leave them, run inside the bush and say, Lord, this one has started becoming a distraction to me. You don't know what I'm saying. Some of you, you don't know. You don't know. One pregnancy can take all your burden. All this prayer you have prayed, just become pregnant, they went. One pregnancy. You don't know what I'm saying. Ask God for burdens. One marriage or your traditional marriage, that's the day you compromised. We have not started talking about serious things. Are you with me? Are you sure you are with me?
Yes, sir.
Are you sure you are with me?
Yes, sir.
20 years time. I want to see you. I want to see you burning. Flames. Looks as if they now renewed your hunger and bodies. I want to see you in 30 years. I want to see you in 40 years. When do you ensure it? In 40 years' time? Now. Say after me, Lord. Bless me with bodies. I told you people yesterday, that's what made Jesus survive. A time came everywhere was dark. And in this journey, I speak from experience too. Days will come dark, blacker than the night. The only thing that will put you through justice is your hunger. Everywhere will be dark. You will search for voices of encouragement, voices of it will not come anywhere. It will not come until you meet light. Then everybody will tell you, well done. But at that moment, no voice, no encouragement, no nothing. That, the only thing that you have as your comfort is your mornings. You mourn, then you will be comforted. So if there are no burdens that is afflicting you so that you can mourn, then you cannot be comforted. The darkness will carry you. We will see the day break and you have been lost in darkness. Say after me, help me, Jesus. Say after me, help me, Jesus. Say after me, sister. Say after me, help this, your daughter. You are not saying it well. Help this, your daughter. Help this, your daughter. Help this, your daughter. Help this, your, put your hands on your head, sister. Help this, your daughter, I beg. Help this, your daughter. Help this, your daughter. Help, help. Help this, your daughter. He's even looking like others are better than me. Help this, your daughter. Help this, your daughter. Help this, your daughter. Brothers, put hands on your head, oh. Say, help this, your boy. Help this, your boy. Help this, your boy. Buddha, you are not man of God. No! This is not a prayer for men of God, or this is a prayer for people that are still boys. Am I saying you are not a man of God? No. But you need to take a hard posture now. You need to take a hard posture. Take a hard posture. Pray for 1 minute. Pray, pray. Jesus. Jesus. yes, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ. In context, in comparison, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Next verse. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Let's read verse 10 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it again. Let's read it again. That there is a two-sided experience that every believer is being brought into. Show me that verse 7 again. Because many times when we present these matters, there are... Let me see verse 8. Yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellence. Say after me, excellence.
Excellence.
I love the word excellence. Anytime you hear the word excellency in the scripture, two things should occur to you quickly. Number one is eternal. Number two is transcendent. And of course, anything that is eternal is transcendent. It means that whatever you stumble on that is excellent, that has capacity to excel, means that the possibilities, the reach, the value goes beyond this moment. It is something that can outlast even the existence of the possessor. Let's assume it is in this physical and earthly context. So if something is excelling, it means you should invest in it. Such that by the time we finish our journey here, that investment, his value has appreciated. Things that excel are like real estate. All you need to do is to buy it. Even if you allow it fallow, it will never lose its value. In fact, in the matter that we are discussing, the value can only appreciate. Any kind of impact that comes on it can only appreciate its value. It is an excellent knowledge. So Paul is saying, I am done with every kind of knowledge that cannot excel, that by the time I close my eyes is of no value. Are you getting the point? I am tired of philosophical views, opinions, that by the time something happens, it cannot offer any help. Have witches come for you in the night before? What did you study in school? Biochemistry. When they came, did you quote for them biochemical pathways? Huh? Say after me, knowledge. Is biochemistry knowledge? Is it not knowledge? Answer me. Is it not knowledge? What do you study in school? Huh? Industrial chemistry. Carbon compounds. When the demon came to remove your neck to one side, why do you not quote for the demon 17 hydrocarbons? At the law. Section 1, cross subsection 2, subsection 5. Quote it for the demons from your foundation. Huh? They will make you dumb for 2 days for attempting. Are you getting what I'm saying? Such knowledge cannot even penetrate the realm of the spirit. Talk more of entering a realm beyond this age. It can't penetrate. And Satan likes you to speak a lot of grammar. so that he can deal with you and use you as an example to prove the powerlessness of knowledge that cannot excel. Paul is saying, with all I knew, it did not affect anything positively in my life. I abandon all of you. Let me look for something that works, so that even if I close my eyes here, the investment in it is still held for me. The value did not depreciate just because anything happened. If I'm sick, it did not bring down the value. If I'm happy, it did not bring down the value. If I'm sad, it did not bring down the value. If people say, hey, you are nothing, it did not bring down the value. Huh? If people come and say, you are a madman, you don't know what to do. Look at you now. Are you getting what I mean? Look at you now. Young girl that used to be so fine and handsome. Look at the way you are praying. Look at the way you... He did not depreciate the knowledge of God that you have. He did not touch it one bit. It even increased. The more they are saying bad things, the more the knowledge is expanding. Are you getting what I'm saying? But I heard one story one day that there is a social media girl that somebody came on her TikTok life and say you are ugly, and she committed suicide. Are you getting what I'm saying? Such knowledge, when people share their opinion of you, it either makes or mars you. Are you getting what I'm saying? I say including your Bitcoin. I know you people will know more, like including your Forex and your, what's that thing called? It's not Bitcoin. What's their general name? Huh? Including your crypto can be affected by a man's utterance. The value. The value. Huh? The value. I know that my brother now, don't shoot and wear the pen. You will not do anything to me. I have to tell you the truth so that you will not die. You know that kind of thing. So that your faith will not be in the wrong thing. In as much as you are doing it, let your faith stand on Christ alone. That's the only rock. That even that one can go down. I know you people have projected. You better forgive me. This thing is God that put it in my mouth. I have to tell you so I can save you, so that you will not say I did not tell you. Even that one, the value can drop. There is no thing, there is nothing on earth that you can put the value and say even the words and actions of men can affect it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Just because one bank had issues with their online banking system, people rushed to bank to withdraw their money. I heard you went to bank to collect your money. They say they told you that the bank has folded. Just information. Information caused chaos. Are you getting where I'm going? It doesn't matter what you say about the value of the Christ that you carry. It doesn't matter what happened to you. It doesn't matter what you face. The value is what? Intact. Sometimes in Christ alone. Thank God for Revival Hall. Thank God for traveling to nations. Thank God for Enugu Apostolic Invasion. Thank God. Thank God for things. Thank God for what is after me, Christ alone. You people should be praying that God will keep me with you people. Sometimes I it looks as if I should escape into the clouds. I know you don't like this, my teaching now. It has entered where, but that's my body. That's my body. That's why you can't hold me with anything. Anything you are holding, anything, if you hold it, I drop it for you. It's worthless in my eyes. It doesn't have value. The only reason why we fight for some things is because in it, God is working out something spiritual. If there is no more spiritual thing God is doing in it, it is nothing. It is nothing. The most you can eat in a day is one plate of food in the night. What are you hustling for? Your bed, let's say you buy a bed that is the size of here. Is it not one corner you will sleep, my brother? Why are you bothered about things that cannot excel in you? Why are you bothered? They say, hey, my result, I don't want to fail. I don't want to fail. I just need to go. first class people are employed to drive trucks. The way they are mesmerizing university certificate now, you need to think again. Then answer, if you go to school, you don't have skills. If you don't go, you don't know what you're reading. Why do I need to go to school to come out to look for another skill? Is going to school not a skill on its own? It's because these things, there is nothing in it. I'm telling you. Because if you say it's about skills, then there is no need to go to school. Go and learn skills. And I'm finished going to school. And I'm telling you, the Nigerian, the reason why Nigerian graduates are not employable is because they don't have skills. So why did they not go to school? They should. Me, I think critical. Stop blaming young men and women. They have tried. Suffer what they suffered in campus and came out, and you told them to go and learn another thing for 2 years with their money. That thing is gaslighting. You know what you suffered in uni? Come out and they are telling you to learn a skill, that the skill you need now is video editing. Why not? Stop gaslighting me. Use that time you will use to do 5 years in Unity. Learn video editing for 2 years. You will be a master. See, people suffer to go to school. Something is wrong somewhere. Can't tell me that. You can't tell me that. You can't. All things are not equal. If all things are equal, by the time, are you getting where I'm going? Hold on to Christ alone, who is a solid rock. At least that one we know that he can't shake. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing me? Paul said, I lose so that I can gain. I lose so that I can gain. I lose so that I can what? Gain. I lose so that I can gain. In this our journey, there are things that can be lost so that we can gain. Listen, in salvific context, are you with me? You didn't do anything. But there is a sense in which a man needs to gain. When you got born again, you are gifted Christ. But after you are born again, you have to gain Christ. There are two different things. Are you getting what I'm saying? And that is the context of our exhortation. That there is, you see, that's the problem. Many people in the body of Christ, they only stop at the point where they are gifted Christ. They kept talking about the gifting, that they are gifted Christ. Meanwhile, what they didn't know is that the man that is gifted Christ so that he can gain Christ. That's what Paul is saying. He's saying that the basis for the imputation of the righteousness of God is to separate him from false pursuit. He said he had a zeal and he was pursuing God. Are you with me? But it was a false pursuit. What he thought was correct, his journey that he thought was correct, was false. And God corrected it by his mercy. And how did God correct it? By gifting him Christ. Now that he has been gifted Christ, he said that I continued on that pursuit, but not now in the basis that is wrong, on the strength of the righteousness that he had, which is of the law. Are you getting the point now? That it is based on the gift of Christ, the gift of righteousness. Now his pursuit is correct. That means he was pursuing. In his own mind, he was actually trying to gain Christ before. That was his original intent in his heart. But he didn't know he was wrong. Kainos, are you with me? He didn't know that he was wrong in what he was doing. But God, when he pleased him, according to the book of Romans, to reveal his son in him. And when Jesus was revealed, he was gifted to him. When Christ was gifted to him, it now empowered him to now gain Christ. He was on a journey persecuting Christians, thinking in that his zeal that he was actually gaining favor with God. In his natural thoughts, he thought that that is what it means to gain Christ. Are you getting the point? God, realizing his misguided passions, rearranged it by gifting him Christ. Now he is empowered by the gift of Christ that he may gain Christ. You know the problem? An average Christian is gifted Christ and keeps dancing around, never willing to press into depth so that he can gain Christ. You know this book of Philippians. This is Paul, the old man. He's aged here. If you check his language, it's different from his language in all other epistles. Are you with me? Are you with me? This is 33 years of ministry. 33 years. After 33 years, Paul is now saying, I count all things but dung. When you read verse 10, he said that I may know you. I say, Paul, what are you? Is your name Paul? Hey. He said, Paul, what are you talking about? You are now 33 years into ministry. You should be saying, when we started many years ago in 19 whatever. It doesn't matter what you are telling me. If I can't see hunger in it, I don't want to hear it. It diminishes my pursuit. Even if it is correct, I don't hear things without burden. I don't hear things without hunger. It can't drive me. It will only make my head big. You see many people that have a lot of knowledge. They have a lot of knowledge. They are docile in the spirit. No impetus, no movement. They thought that when they now accumulate too many knowledge, it makes something to happen. Satan is laughing. The old serpent, he is laughing. That old serpent that spoke to Eve, spoke to Adam, and they fell. You are combating him with something that is not beyond this earth. Say after me, help me, Jesus. Psalms chapter 132. As we round. Jesus. 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 There are some people that love their Bible so much that they don't want to eat. They just brought the Bible out. They were eating it. These days, they don't love their Bible. It's just that they don't have option now. As men of God, they consult their Bible. There is a difference. Okay. There is a difference between consulting your Bible and loving the scriptures. These days, we consult the Bible. But the love is not there. The allegiance that you paid is not there. You are just reading it to gain some skills to navigate. They love. I have loved thy word. I have loved thy word. Lord, remember David. Remember me. 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 Remember me, Jesus. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. You need to cry, remember me. As you cry, you remember too. Because your remembering is God remembering through your mind. Remember me. Remember me on the mountains in Vet. Remember me. Remember me, lawn tennis, remember me. 12 a.m. to 8 a.m. in the morning, remember me. I was crying. Show me your glory. I've not seen it yet. Remember me. Remember me. Days. Lock yourself in a room crying. Show me your glory. Remember me. Remember me. Have you forgotten? Remember me. Remember me. Emphasize on that sound yesterday, that part. Say after me, remember me. Remember me, Jesus. Remember me. Huh? Equation. You need to cry. Remember me. Remember me in a suit. Remember me. The nights, the night vigils, the fastings, the persecutions. Remember me. Remember me. It's not in vain. Remember me. Remember me. Days it looks as if you were mad. Days it looked as if you were ostracized. Days you were persecuted. Days. Remember me. Don't forget. Remember me. Remember. Remember David and his afflictions. Remember me. Don't forget. Remember me. Remember you. Remember, 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 as you are telling God to remember, make sure that you too remember. Listen, verse 2. Remember David and his afflictions, how he swore. It's time to open your diary and look at the oaths that you made to Jehovah years ago. Remember how he swore unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. How he swore. The book of oaths. The book of covenants. The book of vows and utterances. Show me verse 3. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. Who is speaking here? This is a king. What did this man carry? Your heart is not heavy enough. Your heart is not heavy. It's not heavy. What is wrong with David? What? Explain to me, David. I want to hear. I need to be carried to heaven. I need to sit face to face with David and talk with him. What's happening? What's happening with David? He should explain to me what else that he's looking for. A man that sat on the throne as the king, he should be calling parties and calling for seminars and explaining to men how he ascended the throne. He should be having pastors' conferences and explaining to them how he became a king. But the same David, instead of going around counting how he has achieved something, he said, remember me, remember me. I made a vow to you. My throne is not important. What is important is the vow that is a tabernacle. Your house, your tokens, your covenants, the tables of covenants, they are lying with the Philistines. It has not been recovered. Why will I sleep? Remember. 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 Remember, Jesus. Remember. Jesus, remember, remember. Look at it. He said, surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house. That means that David has finished building his house. Am I correct? Nor go up into my bed. This is a king. You, all your prayer is for God to help you to have a car to build a house. David has built his own. He said, I will not enter there. I will not sit on my throne. I will not enjoy. The things God has... Are you hearing what I'm saying? You see, there is a problem with some people. God gives them something, gives them, blesses them. And they think that that blessing is a proof that God's burden has been realized.
David advanced beyond that and he asked himself, now that you have blessed me, thank you. It means that your hand is with me. But remember me and my afflictions. When I started, the agreement was not just to give me a husband. The agreement is that I will preach the gospel in nations with signs and wonders following. The agreement is that you will give me my family. As of now, there are seven, only one is born again. Remember me. Don't forget my family. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me and my afflictions. I will not rest. Let people celebrate. But as for me, I will not. I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. Show me the next verse. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Oh Jesus. Listen. Justice, you know how I feel? I feel as if my hands are not my own. I feel as if my hands has become wings in the spirit. Like the wings of the seraphim. That's how I feel my hands. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. Let's read verse 5 together. 1, 2, ready, go. Let's read it again, everybody. 1, 2, ready, go. You are not reading it strongly. Let's read it again. People online, 1, 2, ready, go. Say after me, remember me. Don't stop, sister. Ask God to bless you with sufficient hunger to tarry long enough till you find a resting place for God. Until that day, don't stop. Can you pray in the 1 minute? Say, Lord, remember me. Remember me. The agreement I had with you has not come. You told me in my days. Why should I rest? Some of us have seen one or two good things. Oh man of God. Oh woman of God. But why should we rest? Remember me. The oath has not been fulfilled. The promise is unkept. The burden is unrealized. Remember me. Until I find out a place for the Lord, an habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. Remember me, remember me. Plant a sufficient hunger in me that can drive me to the end. Give me bodies as fears, fears upon my altar. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. In Jesus' mighty name. There is something unique that God planted in this place. Specifically for this generation and several generations to come. See this 2 days session. Go and get it. Soak it and you catch something strong. You can run with it for the next 20 years.
If you need to listen to it 1,000 times, do. 500 times, do. 100 times, do. Just put the two of them on repeat. Yes, the theology, Bible study, all those things, they are good. If you don't have hunger, they become letters. Become stale in your mouth. Become pure mental exercise. Even you will be frustrated by it. Are you with me? Hunger. You will get a hunger that can shake your being. Stay on it. Eat it. Chew it. Let it enter you. Let it fizzle into your being. Fizzle. Become one with it. Let no circumstance take it away. One thing is needful, Cynthia. Tonight you have to be Mary. Leave matter. Mary have gotten it. Hunger. So strong. So strong. One thing. Don't waste what is in your heart. Tonight is not a night to talk too much. In fact, this weekend, maximize it. If I should advise you, use this weekend and fast. Even if you don't know what to pray again, just be saying, remember me. Grant me fresh burdens and hunger. Remember me. Remember me. The journey is much. My present burden is not enough here to carry me out. Remember me. Have you not been frustrated sometimes? You are not touching some things. It's insufficient burden and hunger. That's the fear. Many people think that just mere activities in the church. Let's read the Bible. So some people are bothered that maybe because they know enough Bible and they can talk about Bible and spiritual things. Why is it that some other people are growing in stature and the pure experimental knowledge of God? They are accessing spiritual things without hunger and body. Remember me. Remember me. What's your cry? What's your cry? Remember me. Remember me. Remember me, Jesus. Remember me. Remember me. Remember David and his afflictions. Tomorrow we continue again. You are blessed.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Udechukwu, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhopinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Edu Udechukwu. God bless you.